Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about endings and beginnings. What finally needs to be terminated from your life? Do you get stuck on should I stay or should I go when trying to figure something out? Are you feeling like it's time to start something new? Learn how to navigate wrapping up or initiating something as we continue our month focused on endings and beginnings. Does your clutter own you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you how to become aware of your clutter along with action steps to declutter and create the life you desire. Come on, let's get started. I had a lot of life happen this year that inspired today's episode. As I've mentioned, I will be ending the podcast. I'm still going to have refreshed content. We have over 425 episodes, I think 426 of content. And I know a lot of podcasters just regurgitate and don't do anything to their episodes. And for 8 years, I've been giving all new, brand new episodes each week. So it's time for a change with that. I've had other endings. Left North Carolina this year. Ended my life there. Ended crappy homeowners associations. Woohoo! I have ended some relationships as a result of that. So it's a new chapter. So moving here, lots of endings. Also a lot of beginnings. Life in West Virginia. A beginning with my mom in a new form. I can't tell you how many, every day since my mom's died, I have gotten a message from her. I believe she's still here. And so it's continuing a relationship in another form with her. I've created new friends, which has been kind of exciting. We have a new neighborhood, and don't laugh, HOA, but it's just not the same. People aren't on a power trip here, so it's really refreshing. And as my nephew Max said, you can tell a good neighborhood with the amount of Halloween decorations that it has, which I agree with 1,000%. So lots of neighbors put up fall decorations and Halloween, so that makes me feel really good. I will be starting in January, Keeping It Real, online classes with Rachel Seavey. I've done some interviewing on her podcast. She's done some interviewing on mine, and we're excited to team together. I am starting the Patreon with a new purpose that I'm really excited about. After I figured out it was, no, I don't want to give people bonus episodes. I was happy to do that, but I want people to change. I want more moving forward, more taking action. Next year, I'm going to start up tennis. They have a neighborhood tennis group. There's a court up here. I'm not very good, but as a part of my to lose weight, started new meds on thyroid meds for the rest of my life. I am going to join ice hockey hopefully next year. Just so much going on, I didn't decide to do anything in the fall. So lots of endings and lots of beginnings. And I know from life, it isn't always easy to begin or end something. And so I wanted to talk about that. I was also inspired when I did Reawaken Your Brilliance, the show, and I ended up taking that as my business name because I fell in love with it. I did that show weekly for 3 years. I'd go to studio and produce it. And I had a really hard time ending it. Not super hard, but it had been coming for a while. And, you know, it was one of those things where all the other hosts were really jealous of me and kind of ganged up on me. And I'm like, I do this for free. I'm not going to get beat up for free. And, you know, I just have a very hard time when people lack total self-awareness, don't own their life. And I'm like, there's nothing to be jealous of. You know, you could do what I do, and that's to work hard. And instead of coming together and bettering for everyone, y'all wanted to be jealous. And I'm like, I don't want to be around the energy. But the challenge was, for whatever reason, I felt my identity was really tied into the show. So I had a lot of trouble ending that. And so I wanted to talk today about that and when it's time to go. And if I hadn't stopped that, I wouldn't have been able to start the podcast. I know I wouldn't have written the books. It allowed me to meet new people. And it's just was another way to move forward in life. And then finally, today's inspired because I see so many people stay comfortable and not getting out, and they continue with something when it's well past its prime. I mean, that can be a relationship, that can be a show like me, that can be staying in a neighborhood. You know, the variety of things that we can just become complacent and we aren't really happy, but we're like, it takes too much effort to change. And so I'm hoping today that you're inspired, like, you know what? Okay, this is the kick in the pants that I need to end something or begin something. How do we know when we need to begin something? There is a great quote from Meister Eckhart. And suddenly you know, it's time to start something new and trust the magic of beginnings. I like that. So here are some clues. You keep saying someday. I'm going to write that book someday. I'm going to audition for a play someday. I think I'm going to put that on my bucket list to audition for a play. We've got a great little town theater here. And I'm thinking, what the heck? I might go for it. Right? But you keep saying someday and someday never comes because that's that nebulous date. And so we can keep pushing it back and keep avoiding it. Pay attention if you find yourself creating too many conditions. I'm going to get into the dating world after I've lost 10 pounds. I will start making new friends after I have gotten my book out and have something to share with people. That's kind of a lame one, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I will start exercising regularly once I get through the holidays, once I get through the next month, once I get through the next 2 months. A big clue is when you're feeling stuck, right? And I've talked multiple times about clutter. It's, to me, is stuck, stagnant energy. And if we have clutter in our life, we're usually feeling stuck. So that's, and again, I want you to look at clutter in all areas of your life. Where are you feeling stuck? Because that's a big clue for you, whether it's time to end or begin. Maybe you have had a lot taken away. There was maybe a fire, unfortunately. I hate talking about disasters or something, but you lose your home. Think about it if you were to lose your home. I mean, what a good thing about that is that you got to come from scratch, right? You got to recreate from scratch. So if you have something devastating like that, that's a good time to just be like, wow, I'm just going to go for it. Or maybe what was important no longer is. So you thought A, B, C were important, but they really aren't. Maybe you quit your job. Maybe you moved out of state to a different state. A lot that can be going on. Maybe you're just feeling uninspired. You're like, a lot of. Don't feel motivated to do anything. You're not passionate about anything. Nothing's feeling fresh. That might be a signal. Or a big life change. Mentioned a moment ago, you had lost a lot, but maybe you've gained something, like you've gotten married or a new job, or you've graduated. If there are big things changing, then that's perhaps an opportunity. Like moving up here, I was like, wow, I can... I don't know if reinvent's the right word, if I'm comfortable using that, but I can reinvent myself. I have other options. What do I want to change in my life? What do I want to start? You might know, you know what? I just need a change. I'm not feeling it. I know something needs to change. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm feeling, okay, something needs to change. Perhaps you're ready to embrace the present moment. You've been living in the past a lot, or stuck in the future, and you're like, today is the seize the day, carpe diem, and you're ready to roll and understand everything happens in the present moment, my point of power to change, and you say, okay, what can I begin? Perhaps you feel a sense of urgency or hope. Seeing what my mom threw at my dad is really, while she was dying, was very inspiring to really get me on the exercise kick and to take better care of myself. I've started new patterns for exercise, taking care of myself a lot more because I felt that sense of urgency. Maybe you've gone through something really stinky and not fun, but you found that seed of hope and you're going to grasp onto that and say, hey, it's time to move forward. I'm inspired for a new beginning in life. How do we start? Because sometimes it's not easy to start anew or to begin again. Feel the fear and do it anyway. If something's new to you, you might have, oh, maybe I'm not strong enough to play hockey anymore. I'm not fast enough. Or, gosh, I'm really going to stink at tennis. And people might laugh at me. One of the ways I combated that is told people, look, I'm super competitive, but I stink at tennis. I'm going to be my best, but if you all are super competitive, I'm not interested. So I put my fears out there, and I'm going to do it. Also, be realistic. If you want to start, say, like me, a new exercise program, you're probably not going to be able to do it 7 days a week. You might want to pace yourself. You might take time to figure out, oh, I really like this exercise, or that's not for me. So, you know, my goal is 3 to 5 days of exercise. And most days I'm surpassing that. I'm doing 6 or 7. But I relieve some of the pressure by being realistic. Like, you know what? I don't know if I can do it 7 days. So let me try for 3 to 5. Understand what's holding you back. Fear might be one reason. Or you might think, oh, you know what? I don't have the skills to try looking for a new job. Or I don't have the confidence to try out for the play. When you understand what your concerns are, then you can begin to address them. Okay, I lack skills to get a job promotion. So what is it that I need to learn? Where can I take classes for that? I don't know if I have the confidence to try out. So how can I become more confident? Is there someone I can watch on YouTube? Is there a podcast, a book I can read? When you understand what's holding you back, then you can take steps to release that. Be willing to learn lessons. You know, I talked a lot, not mistakes, it's learning lessons, especially when you learn and move on. If you keep doing the same mistake over and over again, then that's time for some deeper conversations. But no, you are going to make mistakes. My serve in tennis is a joke. I don't even know if I could get it over the net. So I know that I have to learn a lesson in how to serve. Do you keep saying that you'll have the life you desire someday, but someday never comes? Have you been feeling like your clutter owns you? Looking for a little more support that's budget friendly? We'll be doing weekly take actions and creating a community to move you forward so you can discover joy and freedom. Visit Declutter Your Life with Julie Caraccio on Patreon to learn more, or find the link on reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Honor your own pace. I think so many times we get caught up on, I've got to complete X by this date. I have to write my book within a year. I have to find true love by 35, or I'm a loser, you know, or whatever society places on it, on us as far as expectation. Just honor where you are. Slow and steady wins the race. Honor your journey. As long as you keep working towards something, you're doing it. Make it a priority. If you really want to try something new, then say, okay, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to spend 10, 15, 20 minutes every day doing this. It's important to me. So how can I do it and do it well? Once you begin, break it down. I talk about this all the time, making everything into manageable steps. If I were to think about writing a book, right? Oh my gosh, I write a book. Oh, I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to sit down and not do anything. Okay. What do you want to write about? what would be some chapters? Let's create a chapter structure. Let's think a title, you know, all those little manageable steps to break it down. And then you just have to begin. You just have to go for it. You just have to take that first step. Know that you can do that. Have that support group cheering you on, saying, hey, woohoo, you can do this. Acknowledge small win. Oh, as I look at my watch, I got my 6,000 steps in a day. My revised count, 10,000, just felt like a little too much. And I read that was a random number, and 7,000 is what they say for health. So my goal is 7,000 to not pressure myself at 6,000. All right, I made 6,000 today. So I acknowledge a small win. Wow, last week I did 7 days, met my goals on my smart watch for an entire week. All right, I did it. You know what? I didn't give up this week. Acknowledge those. Remind yourself of the benefits of starting new. And maybe you want to write this down and put it somewhere where you can see it. Your focus improves. You tend to be more curious, and it supports you in becoming more confident. Can support you in expanding your social circles. What are you going to benefit from when you start anew? Write that down and put it where you can see it. How do you know you need to end something? A wonderful quote from Joseph Campbell. We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us. I think that's so true and so lovely. So here are some signs that it might be time to walk away. Don't trust. Maybe it's you don't trust someone in the relationship. Maybe it's a boss or the company. You're like, I don't know about that. Maybe it's a client. Like, I don't trust they're going to pay me on time. Maybe it's time to end that relationship or end that project. Kind of like with the beginnings, you feel stuck. You know what? I've been doing this project for a year. I haven't seemed to move forward in life. All the things that I expected to happen haven't. I just feel really stuck. I'm not making money. I'm spinning my wheels. I'd hope we'd be engaged by now. Whatever it is, you feel stuck, right? And that clutter is that stuck, stagnant energy. Perhaps you've changed in a major way. We mentioned that a little bit with beginnings, but maybe a year ago, you had different values than you do today. You said, family's not a priority for me. And then your mother got ill and you said, wow, having a family is a priority to me. Being with my family, taking care of my family. Values change as we grow and learn. There's no shame if you felt your values weren't quote unquote good. Got to honor yourself, but life changes. So if your values are different and you have to reevaluate, say, you know what? I thought this relationship was really healthy for me. Turns out it isn't. You're bored. You're not having fun. You don't feel inspired. Everything feels rote. You're like dreading, I've got to wake up and go to my job. You have to push yourself to do things. You just feel gross and just uninspired and unmotivated. And you're like, blah, 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 and kind of coasting through life. That tells you something's got to change and end. If your mind is always elsewhere, you're hanging out with your friends and all they do is gossip, and you're thinking about a great book you read, and you're not fully present with your job, or like, it'd be great to be doing X, Y, or Z. Your mind is always elsewhere, but being present and where it needs to be. You just don't want to spend your time that way. Maybe you enjoyed bowling, and then you're like, you know what? I thought I'd like it, but I don't want to spend my time doing this anymore. I don't want to spend my time painting. I really enjoyed it for a while. Maybe I'll come back to it, but right now I just don't want to spend my time doing this. In the past or future, I mentioned that with beginnings. If you're spending all your time in the past, all your time in the future, not being present, that's a clue that it's time to end something. If you're tense, tired, restless, annoyed, upset all the time, that's no way to be in life. That's no fun. That's your little person saying, hey, we need to end this. time to move on. Let's try something else. And again, look at all areas, your job, your relationships, your finances, whatever it is, be related to anything. If you're jealous, you find yourself jealous a lot. Well, why is it? Why is you're jealous? What is it if you like someone who has new clothes all the time, but you're not making enough money to do that? How could you come up with a career that would be able to allow you to buy clothes? Don't judge yourself for that. Use this as a signal to be like, okay, I need to change gears here. I need to end something. If you find yourself saying, there has to be something better than this, there has to be more to life. I want more out of life. I desire more out of life. If you found yourself thinking that, probably time to end something. How to end something. Just like beginnings, it can be really hard to end something. It wasn't easy when I wanted to leave the show. I found sometimes it's like ripping the Band-Aid off is the best way to do it. I'm going to encourage you to remember that life is a journey. We have endings and we have beginnings, right? Seasons. There's a season to life. There's a season to everything. So we are just naturally going to have stuff that ends and begins. And, you know, I found we don't do it, the universe is going to step up and take care of it for it. Maybe it's meaning a job. You know, you've had a job that you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then bam, you lose it. Don't procrastinate. I mentioned a moment, like that Band-Aid, rip it off. Have a plan, just do it. Don't, again, oh, someday I'm going to do that. Set a date and honor that. Just know, understand, accept that it might not be easy. It wasn't easy. I really liked my producer, but I just had to say, I can't do this anymore. And the pressure to do a weekly show was just too much. At least with the podcast, I can record this. I don't have to go live every week. I can set aside time each month to work on it. It was too much pressure to do it. Take the time to reflect on what you learned. If we're going to end something, we might as well say, okay, this is what I learned from this. What do I want to take with me going forward? And what do I need to leave behind? And that just, again, supports you the next time that you have to end something. Don't apologize. I know I have to admit I'm kind of a reformed apologizer. I found myself, I apologize way too much. I still have work to do, but I'm better than I used to be. It's do it, end it. There's nothing wrong. You don't have anything to apologize for if you need to end something. Again, I would say try to be as compassionate and caring, depending on what it is and the circumstances, but you don't have to apologize for wanting something different in life. Feel all those feelings. You're going to probably have a multitude of feelings. You might feel anger. You might feel shame. You might feel relief. You might feel joy. And be like, oh, I shouldn't feel joy if I'm leaving other people behind. You're on your life journey. Just own your feelings and feel them. Be honest with yourself and be honest with others. I think when you're ending something, that as much as you're able to be direct and honest and do it, not just with relationships, with the job, with the client, whatever it is. Just be honest. You just aren't the right person for me. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't feel we are good for each other or whatever it is. I had something happen to me recently where someone had promised me something. I hadn't asked for it. And then I just found out, and they did it in a very non-direct way. So saying, I'm giving you X, so-and-so is going to get it. And I was upset, not because of not getting X. I was upset that they weren't honest with me and they weren't direct with me and did it in a very passive, cheap way. And that's what I'm more upset about. Don't do that. Don't be like that. If I wasn't very secure in myself, then I would be questioning myself as if there was something wrong with me and what I'd done. Give yourself time to grieve. You're ending something. Grieving is a part. It's just not when someone dies. We can grieve a lost relationship. We can grieve a lost opportunity. There are multiple things we might be grieving. So honor that. Give yourself space to do that. Own it. Take responsibility. Don't blame and shame others. I'm going to end this. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to look at my part, what I did, and hold myself accountable. Don't just move on to the next thing without having taken time to reflect and own your part. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Forgiveness is for you. It sets you free. Whatever the circumstances were, the more you're able to forgive, the easier it is for you to move on and move forward. And it can be a process. There's some things that has taken me years to forgive, but I still work on it regularly. Accept that it's time to move on. No right or wrong to this. It's like, okay, it's time for something different. Don't beat yourself up about it. Own your choices. And that's okay. And be okay with that. And then finally, get excited to try something new. You're going to be ending something. And what's on the horizon? What's up? What's next? What is it that you can get excited for? You're going to end something. That opens up the door. When you release that clutter, that opens up the opportunity. What's going to come next in life? I'm thinking about all the things that I can get excited about. New relationships. Lots of hills for walking. New opportunity. That's something to get excited about. Take actions from today's podcast. Contemplate what you'd like to start. Create a plan to begin. Consider what it's time to release. Put together a roadmap for your ending. Trust that all is unfolding as it should. Believe in divine timing. On our next episode, we're talking about accountability. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Clearing your clutter allows you to share your gifts with the world. Get your free self-assessment to discover your clutter priority at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.